Mika, thank you all for joining me today on Pop Culture Unplugged.
Thank you for having me.
Exciting times. We're about a few days away from your latest movie, Snack Shack. It's going to be in the theaters at first and streaming about what, a couple weeks after that, right?
I think early April in on streaming.
Yeah. So we'll jump into the movie a little bit. I watched it last night and I will talk a little bit in a few minutes, but I was doing some research on you also, like, because you're all over the place. I like you. You've done so many different roles and at the same time now you're studying college. It's like, how do you balance all this?
I don't. It's tough. I'm like a 8th year senior, and I just keep taking time off to kind of focus on work, but we're getting there. We're getting there. It's important.
There you go. And why psychology?
Philosophy, but plural.
Philosophy.
Philosophy. I don't know. I went in to school as a political science major. Stopped that pretty much immediately, but I took a philosophy class just to like fill a GE requirement, and I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. I thought the material was really fun, and then I kind of jumped around with majors for a while and was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and I just kind of fell into philosophy, and now that I'm in my last couple of classes, I'm like, wait, I actually do really enjoy this.
There you go. What made you fall in love with the acting world there? What made you push it, yourself into that?
It was, I mean, crazy. It was really my mom. I was super shy growing up, and my mom was just trying to find ways to get me to talk to people. And my dentist growing up had some like open call for a like children's magazine or something. My mom was like, sure. And so at 6, I did like a little photo shoot, and I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed being on set. And then from there, I started doing commercials and little like student films, short films, and whatever in Texas, where I'm from. And then eventually got an agent out here, moved out here, started like really taking it seriously.
It's awesome. Well, so I noticed also, like you've done, we remember you from Sex Appeal. You've also were on The Flash for a few episodes. Like, how do you choose, like, what project attracts you and you want to go for it? Is there a specific thing you look for?
I mean, I feel like it's usually just like an interesting character that I've never really played before, or a story that I'm interested in telling. I feel like everything I've done is pretty different. It's just kind of like I'll read a script, or I'll read sides, or a character description, and if it jumps out at me, if there's something interesting about it to me, like I'm down to do it, to give it a shot.
That's awesome. For like for the comic book geeks out there and everything, how does it feel like your name now is part of that DC universe, also being part of the Flash for those few episodes?
It's really cool. It's actually kind of crazy. It didn't really register for me until I was on set, and I'm seeing all like like going in to do fittings and stuff, and seeing like actual like clips from comic books, as inspo for the outfits that wardrobe was picking out. And I was like, oh wow, that's like really neat. Not a lot of people get to have that, or get to say that they play a comic book character. I don't know.
Right. And what's great is not like you said, your name is always on that list. When people do research on certain comics or shows, like you're right in there now.
Well, and just like the DC universe is just like so huge, and it's very cool. It's really cool.
It's awesome. So let's jump into Snack Shack. We see you as Brooke in the film, and I love the 90s and the 80s type of eras, and the 90s was also great. Tell us a little bit about your audition and how were you approached for this role?
I read the script. I loved the script. I think what really drew me to Brooke was I felt like she was a character that I really understood and really like could relate to more than many other characters, I've kind of taken on before. So I was really excited to get to play somebody just so like natural and similar to myself. So yeah, I mean, the first audition was on tape, so I taped myself with my mom over FaceTime. And yeah, I felt really good about it when we did it. And then, going to the chemistry reads and doing the reads with Connor and Gabe and so many other actors that were there that were so amazing. It all just felt so easy, and the flow was just really there. And I think that's what Adam felt when he cast us, and that's what he likes to talk about, is it was just like a vibe that he got from the three of us together.
What was Brooke's description when you first started reading?
It wasn't like Loose Cannon. It was, I can't, it was just very like free spirit, sarcastic, dry, likes to push everyone's buttons, kind of challenges the mundane reality of Nebraska City. which I thought was fun.
We see you as a lifeguard in the film too. Any background in like swimming, lifeguard type of things? You have to do any type of training for this film?
No, they actually were pretty blown away by my inability to swim fast and be athletic. No, I mean I grew up in Texas. Everybody swam. It gets hot in the summer, and so I'm like comfortable in the water. I'm definitely not like a proficient swimmer, so there was a lot of trying to finagle certain shots to make me look a little more adept in the water
Right.
than normal.
For this character, like what elements did you find most like intriguing about Brooke, and what do you think was like the biggest challenge for this character?
I feel like just her attitude being so different than the people that she's around in this film. I feel like she has more of like a modern feel, you know, than some others. I feel like what was challenging was making sure that, you know, because there is kind of like a love triangle going on, and I think it was really important to me and to Adam to make sure that we still feel like Brooke is a good person and her intentions are good, and that she's just having fun this summer, and just making sure that Brooke is a not necessarily the bad guy all the time.
Right. I mentioned 90s in the in this in the film. What was like your favorite thing about 90s, like when you were doing this film? Anything that stuck out for you?
The clothes. I loved all the clothes. I think probably
That's
that was
awesome.
everything. And the cars. Oh my God, all the cars that we got to drive were so cool. I drive a Jeep in a movie and it was like so cool.
You mentioned your character tests like the friendship now between these the two characters. How did you approach like the dynamics for the story, because what I'm trying to say here is like the chemistry between the three of you.
It was pretty easy. I mean, we did all those scenes, like the more intimate scenes towards the end of shooting, and the boys and I had already been up there for maybe like a month and a half, 2 months, and all we really did was hang out with each other. You know, the city is so small, and the crew made up half the population, it felt like at that point. And so we had built such a good friendship, that the chemistry was just kind of there. Sometimes it was weird because we were such good friends at that point, but it made our jobs really easy.
The film is like a humor friendship. What are you hoping for, like when the audience tunes in to watch this? What are you hoping they get out of this film?
Just like a nostalgic feeling. I feel like the movie has such good vibes. I don't know. Just like it makes you feel like, you're a kid and it's summertime and you're just hanging out with your best friend at the pool. Like, it's really fun. And it, yeah, I feel like it's just a good feeling film.
Yeah, I miss those days in the 90s, growing up in the 90s. There was no stress in the summertime. You just hang out with your friends and just hang out.
And well, and that's what was so cool about shooting, in Nebraska at that pool. That's what I mean, our work days were like go to the pool and swim, or like, jump off the diving board. Like, and like work would end, and then we would just keep doing the same things. We're walking around town. We're going to get a snow cone. Like, it felt like summertime in my childhood. So it was so great.
Filming this movie, what was like, what was your favorite experience, you think, or favorite moment?
Like during shooting or outside of shooting?
Both, I guess. I'll put you on the spot.
Well, outside of shooting, we all one night broke into the pool and jumped off the diving board, which we were like, this is the only place that I feel like we can do this. So that was really cool. And that was one of those experiences that it's like, I feel like a lot of kids growing up. Like my dad, my parents have so many crazy stories from when they were kids and
Right.
in the 80s, and they got to do so many crazy things. And I feel like we're so monitored now, which is good, like keeps us very safe. But I feel like I got to kind of do those crazy, like irresponsible, stupid things on set, offset.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like those memories are my favorite. Like just doing the stupid, like running around the park at night and breaking into the pool. Like that was all very, very fun, very special.
Do you have a favorite, like a favorite scene that you can't wait for the viewers to see?
Favorite scene.
Or you don't want to give out any spoilers, which I
yeah,
get that
I kind
too.
Of,
That's fine.
I'm like, every time I want to say a favorite scene, I'm like, I can't say that. It gives too much away. It gives too much away. It gives too much away. Yeah. My favorite, well, this actually doesn't give anything away. My favorite scene is Connor cleaning AJ. Connor plays AJ, cleaning out the snack shack that they've just bought. And he's dancing, and it's truly spectacular. Just the way that he flails his body is like something that I don't think anybody's ever seen. He's really something.
It's amazing. Snack Shack, March 15th, in the movie theaters. And then I think it was, we said April for Paramount Plus streaming.
Yeah.
Lastly, how can now the viewers and listeners find you on social media to keep up with you so they can see more clips that you've been dropping lately?
Mostly on Instagram. I'm really just on Instagram, Mika.Abdallah.
Mika, this was great. Thank you for giving me a few minutes, and good luck with the film.
Yeah, thank you.